All right, everybody, welcome back. We are diving deep today, and we're going to be looking at family mealtimes.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, so we found this article, and it's called The Benefits of Family Mealtime: Building Connections Through Food. And honestly, when I first saw this, I was like, okay, sure. I know family dinners are good for you. Like, I
Right.
get it. But the article actually digs into some really surprising benefits. I'm talking emotional well-being,
Yeah.
better grades, even like physical and mental health benefit.
But it goes way beyond just the food, right? It's kind of like the secret weapon that we have.
Totally.
Yeah.
So let's start with like the emotional side of things.
Oh, okay.
One of the first things the article says is sitting down together fosters a sense of belonging and unity. It's simple but powerful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially these days, right? Everyone's so busy and disconnected. Just having that time to come together and actually talk to each other face to face.
Makes a huge difference, right? And the article talks about how these mealtime conversations actually help kids develop like better communication skills, learning to express themselves and even work through disagreements.
Right. It's like a safe space to practice those essential life skills.
It's true. Okay, so this is where I got really interested. The article says that family meals can actually boost academic performance.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, how does that even work?
Well, think about it. You're sitting around the table, you're telling stories, you're talking about your day, you might be debating something you saw on the news. You're using your brain in a way that you don't even
Oh,
realize.
that's interesting. And is there any like research to back that
Oh,
up?
yeah, absolutely. There was this study from UCLA that found that kids who have frequent family dinners tend to do better in school. Like they score higher on standardized tests, especially in reading and
It's
vocabulary.
like a sneaky brain workout.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got to talk about the health benefits too, because I think a lot of people listening probably struggle with like finding the time to cook healthy meals.
For sure.
What did the article say about that?
Well, one of the big things is that home-cooked meals are just naturally more nutritious, you know?
Yeah.
You can control the ingredients, you can avoid all the processed stuff and all the added sugar and salt.
Makes sense. So you're saying if we cook at home more, we can kind of like sneak in those healthy habits.
Yeah, and it's not just about what you're eating, it's also about creating a healthy relationship with food.
Oh, that's a good point. I never thought about it like that.
Like when kids participate in family meals, they're more likely to try new foods. They're more likely to eat their fruits and vegetables. And there's even some research that suggests it could reduce the risk of developing eating disorders later on.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so we've talked about the emotional benefits, the academic benefits, the health benefits, but there's one more that I have to mention because it really surprised me.
What's that?
Family dinners can actually help reduce stress.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I know, I was surprised too.
Well, if you think about it, having that regular family meal, it creates a sense of routine and predictability,
Right.
especially in today's world where everything's so chaotic.
Yeah, makes sense.
And for everyone, it's just a chance to like unwind and disconnect from all the screens and the stress of the day and just be present with each other.
Totally. And the article talks about making family meals a priority, even if it's just a few times a week.
Right, consistency is key.
And it gives some practical tips too, like setting a regular schedule, minimizing distractions, getting everyone involved in the process. Like even little kids can help set the table or choose a recipe or something.
Exactly. And don't forget to have fun with it. Like,
Right.
try new recipes, explore different cuisines, make it an adventure.
Yeah, make it something that everyone looks forward to.
Absolutely.
So to sum it all up, family meals are so much more than just about the food.
It's true.
They're about connecting with each other, boosting your brain power, creating healthy habits, and building resilience.
And creating memories.
Yeah, exactly. Those little moments that add up to a really strong family life. So as you think about your own week ahead, what's one small step that you can take to make family meal times a more enriching experience in your own home?
I like that. I think that's a great place to leave it.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into family
It
meals.
was my pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.